This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Orlando Bloom and lots of stars came to help Coldplay frontman Chris Martin celebrate his 40th birthday party here. The party was themed around Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and there were giant lollipops and mushrooms as decorations at the party. Guests included Orlando, Robert Downey Jr. and his wife Susan, Aaron Paul, Rob Lowe, James Corden and his wife Julia, and Barbara Streisand and husband James Brolin. Oh, and Beyonce and Jay-Z were also there. Only in La La Land, spinners. John Mayer looked cool as he made his way out of the Troubadour nightclub in West Hollywood. The 39-year-old musician stepped out for the night to check out the Wood Brothers band who performed at the historic venue. Also spotted in the club was Courtney Cox. The night before, the former Friends actress was seen eating dinner with close pals Sheryl Crow. Courtney may not have been that obvious to fans, though. She's had, a lot of work done to her face. Allegedly. Not long after her Oscar win for the film Fences, Viola Davis just received Harvard University's Artist of the Year Award. In addition to the Oscar, the actress received the Critics' Choice, Golden Globe, SAG, and BAFTA Awards. She also starred on Broadway in the 2010 stage adaptation of the August Wilson play, opposite her co-actor in the film, Denzel Washington. She won the Tony Award that year, too. One of Floyd Mayweather's vans was burnt to a crisp in what appears to be an arson attack in the UK. Floyd was speaking at an event inside the International Convention Center in Birmingham when one of his custom vans was torched outside and left smoldering. The boxer is currently on his undefeated tour where he's speaking in front of audiences and doing meet and greets with fans. Still no word on who's behind this criminal act. America's Got Talent is off to a rough start for its next season. Filming has been canceled because of the death of Mel B's dad. Her dad died after a 5-year battle with myeloma. He was 63. Even when she returns, though, there's a big challenge ahead because the show is hostless. Nick Cannon quit after having a beef with the network. Our condolences go out to the former Spice Girl and her family. Russia is considering banning Disney's live-action film Beauty and the Beast because it may breach Russia's law against, quote, propaganda of homosexuality, unquote. The film, which features a gay character, may breach a Russian law prohibiting homosexual content directed toward minors. Vitaly Milonov, a Russian politician and member of the United Russia Party, is reportedly urging Culture Minister Vladimir Medinsky to screen the film and to call for a total ban if the scene in question violates the law. What? Speaking of Disney, Emily Blunt will be playing Mary Poppins in the sequel Mary Poppins Returns. Set 25 years after the events of the first Mary Poppins movie, this film checks back in on now-grown children Michael and Jane Banks, who have just experienced a personal loss. Poppins then teams up with her lamplighter friend Jack to help the family. Meryl Streep, Colin Firth, Angela Lansbury, and Julie Walters are also featured in the film, which is currently in production in London. The movie musical hits theaters Christmas Day 2018. Kesha is encouraging those suffering from an eating disorder to get the help they need. The 30-year-old entertainer has partnered with the National Eating Disorders Association to release a new public service announcement saying, quote, "Eating disorders are a life-threatening illness that can affect anyone. It doesn't matter your age, your sex, your ethnicity. If you feel like you need help, or if you know anyone that may need help, please do not hesitate. Recovery is possible," unquote. Only Idris Elba could look this good eating a hot dog. The 44-year-old actor was spotted chowing down on the snack in downtown L.A. Idris was on location filming for his upcoming movie, The Dark Tower. He was also seen washing the hot dog down with a can of Coca-Cola while chatting it up with his young co-star, Nicholas Hamilton. Not sure if he's a mustard and relish man. We didn't get quite that close. A lawyer for Scarlett Johansson's estranged husband is furious at the actress after she filed for divorce, saying the actress's filing was a, quote, peremptory strike in their custody fight over their toddler daughter. His lawyer says his client has been the primary parent to their two-year-old daughter due to the demands of Johansson's film career, and now he's seeking shared equal custody. But Johansson wants primary custody of the child. Johansson's lawyers blindsided him by going into court and filing papers, according to her husband. This is going to get nasty. Jimmy Buffett announced plans for a string of retirement communities inspired by his classic song Margaritaville and his theme chain of restaurants and resorts. Latitude Margaritaville will open its first branch in Daytona Beach, Florida. Their website states, quote, for parent heads 55 and better. Inspired by the legendary music and lifestyle of singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, your new home in paradise features exciting recreation, unmatched dining, and fantastic nightlife, unquote. Not bad for a guy who sang about being wasted away in Margaritaville searching for his lost shaker of salt. The Trash Bin. Following the release of a story about Chris Brown's battle with heavy drug addiction, the singer assured fans that he's in good health. Brown says his focus is solely on the music, which entailed remodeling his home studio. My weed and my work, that's all I need, he said. Well, former staff members from the artist's team stressed that the Virginia native has an addiction to substances like Xanax, lean, Molly, and cocaine, which leads to unpredictable behavior. Chris Brown? Unpredictable behavior? No.
The news wrap-up.
Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel's bonus for bringing Snap public was $800 million. In a sign of things to come, Tesla battery packs are powering the Hawaiian island of Kauai after dark. Facebook is launching its own VR video app on Samsung Gear 360. Google's featured snippet story spread news that former President Obama was planning a coup and that women are evil. Google has fixed the problem. Fake news.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Disney's Beauty and the Beast is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Ed Sheeran's Divine stays on top for another week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is number one again.
The number one fiction book.
The Shack by William P. Young is still the most popular book in the USA.
Kygo is a Norwegian DJ, record producer, songwriter, and musician who was born in Singapore in 1999 and is now one of the hottest DJs in the world. He first got international attention with his remix of I See Fire by Ed Sheeran, which has received over 50 million plays on SoundCloud and 65 million views on YouTube. He became the first house music producer to perform at an Olympics closing ceremony with LA's own Julia Michaels, who has her own hit right now, Issues. From his upcoming second album, here's Kygo featuring Selena Gomez with the song of the week, It Ain't Me.
I had a dream, we were back to 17, summer nights and the libertines, never growing up. I'll take with me the Polaroids and the memories, but you know I'm gonna leave behind the worst of us.
That was Norwegian DJ Kygo featuring Selena Gomez with the song of the week, It Ain't Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.